This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. I want to ask you something today. Do you feel like so much of the mamahood journey is tough and hard work and something you just have to survive? Do you feel like the washing or the rushing around or the housekeeping is a chore? When I first started this mamahood journey all these years ago, I remember reading Sarah Naphtali's Buddhism for Mothers, and she talks about it in there as our housework can be our meditation practice. It can be, as the Buddhists view it, a way to connect with your thoughts in whatever you're doing. So I often think about her when I sweep my floor. That idea of sweeping the floor, you can use that as a meditation to sweep your mind. So with each sweep of the broom, I'm also sweeping out that negative energy in my mind and in my body. And that's been a really great practice for me over the last 9.5, 10 years of motherhood. But so much of it has this heaviness, doesn't it? Even trying to find the mindful or meditative moments in the housework or in the chores that we have to do, it still feels heavy. It feels like a burden, something that we must learn from. Or maybe that's just how I feel. But I feel so many of us view these parts of our life with a heaviness. And I wonder if we can change that. Because I know for sure that motherhood is our greatest teacher. It is the very best opportunity for us to look at who we are, what are we thinking, how are we living our life, because nothing in this world brings out the best and the worst of us like motherhood does, especially in the early years, you know, especially in those first 10 years of motherhood when you are really in the thick of it. So can we make all of this a bit more lighter, a bit more joyful? Can we even look at all of the parts of our lives in the day-to-day lives that we have to leave as mothers? Can we look at that with a bit more enjoyment? This came to me in a yoga class this week. I was at my local yoga studio and we were talking about various yogic practices and philosophies. I go to an amazing yoga school here in Sydney where it's not just the physical, it's very much the yoga philosophy and thinking that we have special focuses and we have things read to us, and it's a very holistic practice. And one of the things that struck me like a lightning bolt was when they were talking about delighting in being of service. Delighting in being the one that brings joy or comfort or love to another human being. And that word delight really struck me. And I thought to myself, wow, what if I delighted in making my house clean for my family? What if I delighted in doing the washing so my children have things to wear? What if I found a real joy in being the mother, the partner, the space holder? And that has just stuck with me ever since it was mentioned in the yoga class a few days ago. And it's my new focus almost every day. I want to delight in what I'm doing, because there is no greater honor, is there, than being the space holder for these beautiful little creatures. And yes, it's hard. It's the hardest thing we will ever do. But it is such an honor. And if we can look at it as in a way to show our love, a way to create joy, a way to have a full and whole life, then surely we can find more joy in it. What if we were to look at all of the things that's asked of us as a beautiful act of service? Now, you know, if you've been following me for a while, this is not about us giving ourselves over to the housework and suddenly just being so grateful for folding socks. You know that that's not what I'm about. What I am about is using the challenges of motherhood as an opportunity to look at ourselves more deeply. If that voice in your head is telling you that you hate doing something each day, how can we turn that around? What is the lesson here and how can we change it? And when I sat and thought about all of the things that I do for my family and all that is required of me each day, I realized that there is so many more opportunities to delight in what I do. What if when I made the school lunches, I looked at it as something, as a gift? What if we looked at all of the things that are required of us as a gift to the ones we love? And what we have to do when we start that practice is also make sure we gift ourselves something. So how are you serving yourself? And how are you serving your family? In all of my programs, it's always really easy for the mamas to see everything they do for everybody else. They might not look at it as a delightful task right now, but they can certainly see all the long, long list of things that's only asked of them. Let's face it, we are the main people in our families who care for our children. We are the ones who have to do the majority of things. And so we are very clear on what is required from us, but we have a heaviness about that, don't we? And once again, this isn't about just suddenly accepting it all. We have to find a way to view it in a more light-hearted way. So yes, I have to do endless washing. And yes, there's the grocery shopping. But can I turn that into a more joyful experience? Is there a chance here for me to listen to what I'm telling myself about this? How am I letting that inner mean mama voice rule my life? And can I turn it around? Can I see my child needing me at 2 a.m. again as an example of how much she relies on me? As an example of the role that I play in her life. She doesn't want her dad, she doesn't want her sister or brother, she wants me. And although that pushes my buttons when I'm really exhausted, there is an opportunity for me to also see it as the greatest blessing, the greatest example of how she feels about me. I am the one that holds that space for her. I am the one that shows her what real love is and can be. And even though I don't always get it right, and sometimes I do not handle it in the best way, if I can keep asking myself, what is the gift here? What is the opportunity here? Then maybe I can connect to this a little bit more. Stop wishing it away. Stop trying to change it or turn it into this hard lesson that I must learn. Yes, there's opportunities for us to learn every day, but maybe it doesn't have to be hard. Maybe it doesn't have to be heavy. What if we could just enjoy it? I remember the happiest times in my motherhood journey was mostly when my second and third children were really, really little. The first child had taught me so much about myself, but also was so hard as a baby. She wouldn't settle or sleep or feed or anything, that by the time the second and third came along, who were such happier babies just because they were healthier, it was just this delight I had in this baby. And I remember loving doing her washing or his little washing, folding the tiny clothes, or when they started eating solids, I loved the act of preparing and mashing that food, because in my mind it was the most important thing I could do. It was my gift. It was my job. I was the only one that could do it. And that just felt so amazing. And when I look back at those times, I was my happiest. I really was. And that's because I can see now that I delighted in every little task that was asked of me. Even waking up overnight to feed was rarely something I complained about. The first one I certainly did, but the next two, I saw it as something that was a gift that would pass. But I've lost that feeling around housework or what I do for them again, because I've been torn in so many different directions of what I have to do each day. I've let that busyness take over my world, and I haven't valued what I do as a mother each day. I don't see myself making dinner and being grateful for that anymore. So how can I come back to the delight of what I do each day? It's a big jump, I know that, to be grateful for all that is asked for us from us each day. And I'm not saying that I'm going to get it right or that you will find it easy either. But surely there's an opportunity here for us mamas. Surely there's a way that we can connect back in to the gift of this time in our life. Be grateful for it. See each task as an opportunity to show love and to be kind to ourselves inside. And we can really start enjoying this time again. I hope that helps, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam. Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama. Sat Nam.